From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the International Iranian Nuclear Agreement, but declined to reveal to reporters what that decision was. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson late Wednesday met in New York with the other signatories to the nuclear deal.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think, as the president's always indicated, he will let you know when he thinks it's useful to let you know, and he doesn't share his forward planning with people.
Mr. Trump, who has been critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, has until October 15 to inform Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. Meanwhile, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said at a UN news conference, any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. During his UN remarks, Mr. Rouhani said Iran would not be the first country to violate the agreement. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Iran is operating under the deal while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles of all ranges that pose a challenge to the U.S. and its allies. Togolese security forces opened fire Wednesday on anti-government protesters, demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed, more than two dozen other people were wounded. Tensions in the tiny West African country are on the rise since protests broke out last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence for 50 years. Tuesday, the parliament failed to approve a measure providing four term limits. This is VOA News.